Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. This spring has been a very interesting time for me. A year ago, my dad got very sick, and he passed away 2 months later in June. So my emotions are kind of all over the place right now. I've been thinking about my dad so much over the last year, but it's even more pronounced in recent days, all these anniversaries. My first retreat was a year ago, and my dad had just gone into the hospital. I talked to him in the morning before I went to lead the retreat for about an hour. And then when dinner was over with all of our retreat ladies, I would call him again and we'd talk for another 30, 45 minutes. And he was so curious. He wanted to know what we did, what we talked about. We had these awesome conversations. And as I get ready to host my third retreat, exactly a year later, all those memories and our conversations have been coming back. I guess leaving me with a feeling of loss and sadness. I'm so sad he's gone. But there are all these other emotions swirling around too. He made me make some promises to him at the very end. And I said, "Dad, I will not let you down. I promise." And I followed through with those promises. I have upheld my end, and I'm proud. And that feels good. And then there are these other emotions too. So as a pretty complete non sequitur, I love being on our street in springtime. We have these beautiful boxwood and cherry blossom trees, peonies and honeysuckle, which make the street smell so sweet. And I really miss spring last year at my house. I spent 2 months in transit back and forth to New York, just sitting with so much worry and grief and sadness. So I'm enjoying the start of spring here. I don't feel like I'm running from one thing to the next as much. And I can actually slow down and literally smell the flowers. So the last few weeks, I'm just much more emotional. I've been crying more, but not all sad tears. Sometimes lucky, appreciative tears. The emotion is like a blend, an emotional kitchen soup. And I was talking to a really good friend this week about a big move she's making. She just sold her house in our neighborhood and is moving out west. And she was sharing that for her too, there's so much emotion, excitement, relief, freedom, but it's also a bit unmooring. There's sadness thrown in because the house holds so many memories. And she got me thinking, it's a lot of work to name all of the emotions. And sometimes we feel so much, this wide spectrum, all at one time. So I'm going to take a pause on trying to name all of my emotions through this period, right? Especially right now. And I'm going to frame how I feel in colors. So maybe right now my canvas has a lot of blues or grays, but there are these bright splashes of yellow or green. And it's ever changing, right? My canvas can shift colors throughout the day, kind of like a mood ring, but so many different colors can exist at one time. I don't have to pick just one. And maybe these colors can also help me, you, all of us, take care of ourselves better. If your canvas is filled with darker, more somber colors one morning, maybe you need a softer, more gentle workout or a walk outside. Our multicolored canvas can help inform some of our choices or our decisions. I find that we fall into habits around movement, nourishment, work, without any input to how we're actually feeling in that moment. So maybe some of those things that are part of our day can be more fluid. Our days don't have to be so prescribed, but I think that's a topic for another podcast. So for more musings like this one, this definitely was a musings episode, and information about events, retreats, all of that good stuff, check out my newsletter. You can sign up on my website, melissabloom.life, by clicking the Stay Connected button on the top right, or find the link in the show notes. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish, and thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.